Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh, JB! JB!
Sorry, did I catch you off guard?
No, so I have this routine before I start the show, and we got it cranked up quickly. Now, here's what it is. This is honest to God's truth here, because they're actual sponsors. I usually start with Liquid IV. Mm-hmm. I'll split it up, though. I'll go 2 16-ouncers.
Okay.
Start the day. And then vitamins from firstform.com/ringerbros. So that way, I'm good to go for the day, and then I can be a dirt bag for the rest of it.
Right.
Now, last night, you got to see some real dirt baggedness on display. You and I went to a child's Christmas choir.
Yes.
Performance last night.
Yes.
They set up a ice skating rink inside of a barn out here in Texas.
We were in the conch.
Which I love.
Yes.
Like, congratulations. It's fun. It was cold last night, so it did feel like Christmas. They were singing songs. There was one song, though, that stuck out in particular for me, and it was the song from Christmas Vacation.
But doesn't that always, no matter what, when you hear it, get you going?
I'm in. I'm all in.
I mean, you cannot.
Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that the children were singing it. And I was like, oh, does everybody know about this like we do? Because I watch it every single Christmas. I love it. It's probably, that's my second favorite Christmas movie of all time.
It's not a hot take. I'm sorry.
What? That Christmas Vacation isn't?
Yeah, like that you love Christmas Vacation. Not a hot take.
Really?
I think everyone.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of a certain age. Do you guys?
There's a meme going around right now. It's like you could tell what generation you're in based on the Christmas movie you love.
Okay, yes. Perfect.
Christmas Vacation, confirmed good movie.
It's a good movie, but that means, you know, Ross, obviously pushing 50, loves Christmas Vacation.
Sure, sure, sure.
A millennial.
No. I saw it as a tiny baby. Yeah, I saw it later on in life.
I think what Bob was going to say is a young Z-er like him. What do you like, Bob?
Well, for the millennial type.
Sure.
Millennial sets Elf.
Yeah.
And then for older than Gen X, for boomers or maybe something like that, it's Christmas Story.
So I go Christmas Story 1 and I go Christmas Vacation 2. 3 might be a surprise though for you guys.
Okay.
And this has grown on me over the years. So this is years in the making here for this one. 4 Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. I love Jon Favreau in that movie and his character and then them sucking down wings and all that stuff. The guy that's his best friend who's fucking his mom and he's got to go to that Thanksgiving.
From Swingers.
Dirt-ass
like
Robert Duvall.
Call back too.
Yeah, yeah. That's my 1 through 3. If I got to go 4, it's probably Bad Santa.
Okay.
And then 5, Die Hard. I know we see all the memes with the Die Hard's a Christmas movie. I'm not really putting that on for
and
Christmas.
And then Tim McGraw in 4 Christmases. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Fat Tim McGraw, remember?
Great.
Okay, what?
Then don't sleep on Just Friends as well.
What?
No.
Love Just Friends.
I hate Just
it's
Friends.
It's fucking hilarious.
We know why you hate Just Friends.
No. I like Ryan Reynolds. Like I like Deadpool, for example. I'm just not a fan of Just Friends. I like Van Wilder. I like a lot of his stuff. Shit, the one that our kids always watch. The other guy or the used guy or whatever the fuck it is on Netflix.
Yeah. Where the NPC comes
that's
to
it.
Life.
Yes. Yeah. It's great in that. I like that movie. I like Ryan Reynolds. So
dude, I don't
nothing
I think,
against it. I just don't like that particular movie.
I think Ryan Reynolds is only the 3rd funniest person in Just Friends. Obviously, Anna Faris kind of steals the show. His little brother steals the show.
Good. Who's the little brother?
Chris Marquette's the actor. Okay. He was in stuff around the time. He kind of didn't get working more.
He's good.
But there's another guy in there. Current Dripping Springs resident who is one of the most underrated funny actors. I don't know why.
You're not dropping Vanderbeek on us today, are you?
No. Chris Klein.
Oh, shit.
Wait,
Chris Klein is hilarious in that. He is hilarious
in
that.
He's great in Election.
The American Idol movie that he was in with Hugh Grant and Mandy Moore. I forget the name of it.
No.
It's like American Stars. He's in like several really like low-key hilarious movies in that time period. And he just never got his flowers. And I just want to give him his flowers right now.
I know. Wow. It's a strange sitch. Wow. And I think it's because he bottomed out pretty hard and people were not amped about it. He was the one who got the DUI with the dog in the car and then started screaming at the cops and they were going to take the dog away, which they did. And like,
I mean, but who among us?
I know that was the first time. And then there was, I think, 3 more. And he got help. He's doing great from all accounts and everything else.
Sure.
So good for him. But our neighbor, Bob, actually sold him in that house. So I know exactly where he lives. I always forget that he's here, though, because we don't see him anywhere.
I just want to go tell him, hey, I see you.
Oh my gosh, do it.
He lives about 4 minutes from your
house,
Bob.
Do it, creep. That would be awesome.
He lives about 4 minutes from your house. So yeah, it's pretty funny. I'll tell you after the show. But as far as dirt baggery goes, I was shocked at a Christmas children's choir event that they had a fully stocked bar.
But like,
who knew?
That's Austin, baby.
It's great.
I know.
And by the way, that's what I like about Texas. That I can get behind. I'm all in on that.
Right.
So Jesse was with the kids and she said, hey, can you hit the bar for us? Yes, I'll do that. Whenever there's a bartender who has just turned 21 who doesn't know how to make drinks, I know I'm going to have my favorite drinks of the evening.
You're going to take them under your wing.
Sure. Sure.
And you're going to tell him how you make a drink.
Loved. I didn't even correct him on his pour. Because, Bob, it's a college pour, friend. It's one of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then 5, 4.
Yeah, keep him talking, right? Keep him distracted.
hey, Paul Newman. Yeah, did you like Paul Newman? And then I don't know who that is. The dressing guy, whatever. And you're like, holy shit. I've got 3/4 of a cup of booze and then a dash of eggnog at the top. Just how daddy likes it. And then I brought you a hot toddy and another friend of ours. And and he goes, holy shit. Yeah, I mean, it had a lid on it. And he was like, I can smell booze. Just
we could smell you coming from the bar. And we were like, what did he? Is it hot chocolate? Can't be hot chocolate. And then you had yourself a little nog dog.
Yeah. Everybody knows that I'm a nog dog, dude. I nog up, dude. I nog down. And pound it, noggin, see ya. Because I can get blackout on Nog. I'm one of the rare people who can get blackout on Nog and enjoy it.
They call you David Noggins.
Nice one. Nice
they
one.
Should.
The complete opposite of Goggins.
Yeah, David Noggins, dude. What do you do every morning at 5 a.m.?
Whatever I fucking want.
I wake up at 5 a.m. I pour my first glass of eggnog. I pour half a jar of whiskey in it. And I fucking...
Oh my gosh, for the Christmas thing, that should be your character.
Yeah, David Noggins.
David Noggins, and we just like play Goggins stuff and then have you.
You wake
like,
up to be
respond.
An alcoholic.
Yeah, you respond
wake
to
up
it.
To be an alcoholic and then black out immediately, and I never do anything after like 5:30 a.m. to noon.
Yeah.
At that point.
What would sharpen what though in that? You know what I mean? How iron sharpens iron. So with David Noggins, what would sharpen what?
Nog sharpens dogs.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But it has to be the same. Nog sharpens nogs.
Yeah, not nog sharpens dogs, bro. So sorry, I'm a nog dog.
Yeah.
But I was super amped at it and was like, all right, that's why we moved here. And this is great. And I had fun. There's an ice skating rink in a barn. Full horses and shit running around the thing. Like, it was awesome.
Bob, you should check
that's
it
what
out.
I wanted.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's by your house.
Isn't it, is it Ranch Park or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw because I was excited because they had a real skating rink.
Yep. Yes.
I haven't skated in years.
I know.
Not that I'm like a big skater, but that's like, I like ice skating. It's fun. And the last time I tried to ice skate in Texas, I show up to the fucking F1 track where they have a big Christmas land or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the peppermint.
We did that one year.
And the ice rink is just like plastic. And you put on these plastic little skates and waddle around.
No, that was the only reason
I was there, to get drunk and ice skate.
Talking about just friends, you're like, these are rentals. They're not my skates.
Let's just picture really quick Bob at the skating rink with the kids getting that fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Like he's already had some nog or
of course.
Whatever.
Hot
he's just
toddy.
Like, what the fuck are these? What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So that one is real ice. And by the way, if you can even skate a little bit, you would kill. Like you would be able to like.
Oh, I don't dominate.
Know. Do you think
circles.
It's like riding a bike?
Dominate. They had.
If you've
they
done
had
it
hockey
before,
skates.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had hockey skates there last night.
I played hockey, but I haven't ice skated in like 16 years.
It is like.
Oh, it'd be like.
Yeah. It's absolutely like riding a bike.
2 seconds, you'd be like figure eighting all around people.
For sure. And the fact that they do give you hockey skates as an option is awesome.
That is one of the worst parts about going to a skating rink is not knowing if you're going to be like, look, I don't really care. Like, I'll sing a musical anytime, but I really don't want to put on girl skates. I just, for whatever reason, I really don't want to put on girl skates.
I understand.
By the way, that's where Bob draws the line.
Yeah. You give him a pair of those Kerrigans, dude, he's out. He's just like, nah.
He comes with he brings his own pipe to the ring.
Brings his own pipe to the rink there. But it was fun. We had a good time. Shout out for having booze over there. You could get booze in the hot chocolate last night. That was an option.
Mm.
I just don't know what goes with hot chocolate. What booze goes with hot chocolate, though, to be honest
Brown.
With you.
Brown. What?
Is it whiskey?
What do you think?
I think that's
probably like a Kahlua and like maybe a Bailey's.
Ah.
Yeah,
yeah,
rum.
But those are both...
I think you could pull off rum.
You could pull off Kahlua, though, really good.
But Kahlua is so low alcohol. What's the point?
It is.
You could put a vermouth in there, too.
Yeah, you throw some whiskey in there, too, a little bourbon.
If you mixed it, yeah.
That's what you do with coffee.
Do you guys know that Juice lives here from Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, so I...
Did you know that?
I did not.
Oh.
I'm friends with Theo. I did a movie with him. Theo Rossi. So yeah. I'm going to hit him up. Somebody just told me he was stopping traffic or helped in an accident the other day.
So it was our
like,
friend that we went to like another brewery. We promise we don't always drink with our kids. It's just, it's the holiday. It's the holidays.
That's it.
We're usually like totally sober with the kids. But anyways, every story we have with them involves drinking of some sort. Anyway, our friend had gone back to get sweaters or something. Mm-hmm. And on his way back, there was a big accident on 290. And he was like, I felt like I was in a fever dream. It was like I had just missed the accident. And then Juice from Sons of Anarchy is like helping with the people. And I'm like, did I die when I went to get sweaters? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I didn't know that he lived here.
One, two, I haven't seen him in 10, 12 years at this point. But we did a film together and he was awesome. Like, he's the coolest guy ever. And
he was one that got really good towards the end
of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Where like towards the end, you were like, this is the fucking best actor here. Where in the beginning you were like, you got to find your place.
When he got it, we were chatting about it and, like, you know, some of the insider shit is, he was a guest star. He wasn't supposed to live. So he was every week he was like, dude, I think I'm getting killed. I don't really know. And I would see him out. There was this this bar in Sunset we used to go to together. And I was like, hey, did you live? Yeah, I lived. It was like, oh, cool. You're coming back? I think I'm coming back. And it was one of those things. And then I think season maybe 3 or 4, he became a regular. And that's when the workload starts to get intense and you just don't see your friends anymore. And we were like, all right, cool. Because people ask that all the time about Rocco, too, where they're like, hey, why don't you hang out more? And I'm like, dude, try being a series regular on a show. You don't have a life, and you don't get to see your friends or family. Forget about friends. Family, you don't get to see.
So, add 10 kids to that.
Oof. Oh, yeah, Rocco.
You're never
going to
see him.
But that's cool that he moved here. I'll hit him up. That's awesome.
I assume.
We'll get him on the show.
Did we know that?
Well, we have plenty of family, right?
What do you mean?
The Nooners.
Oh, yes. Our family. Yeah.
Our family.
Sorry, you didn't say in a Vin Diesel accent, so I didn't,
we,
I didn't really understand.
What he's saying is, like, we get to hang out with our family.
Well, yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, but family. We get to have our family to hang out with.
Right, of course.
Oprah, by the way, is on the Ozempic. And this is the first celebrity to actually come out and say, I'm doing it. Fuck you guys. I don't really care.
Mindy Kaling did too.
She did.
Mindy Kaling was like, she was like, you know what? I just like the way I look now and I never did before. So fuck you. Kind of like, was just like, I'm going to do what I want.
And said it.
And
like,
she said
I'm
that?
On it.
They were like, they asked her about it and she like asked her to address it. And she was like, you know what? Yeah, this is the best I've ever felt about my body. So
great.
That I like, right?
So do I.
But also, you don't have to say anything, but I do like when they're like, look, this isn't attainable without...
Correct.
It's a good way to say it. It's like when J-Lo says she only does olive oil on the face.
It's not fair
to people that are like, why do I look 80 and I'm not even your age? So it's good to just kind of be like, I do a lot of shit because I'm rich.
Yep.
And you want to do the shit too, you can. It's not that not attainable. Yeah. So I like that.
Because I was at the doctor's the other day, and they were like, oh, hey, we now offer this, right? And I was like, shit, how much is it?
Did you take it?
No, I didn't take it. No, what the fuck am I going to do with it? But I go, how much is it? Just out of curiosity, because that's the first time I've ever seen women in there. And I was like, fuck, are women doing it at dudes?
I asked you if they did.
Dudes, it's brand new.
Oh, okay.
It's brand new. So I asked for the prices, and they said it, depending upon what level you get, I mean, it was weird. I was like, oh.
Like how fat you are?
Yeah, well, how thin you want to get.
Okay. Listen, how are you going to be rich and ugly?
That's what I'm saying.
I know, because then your air, I mean, equals A equals B equals you're actually poor, right?
So they had the poor people's Ozempic, which is semaglutide.
Okay.
That's an offshoot brand of Ozempic and all that other shit, I guess. And then they got the Oprah shit here. Now, the Oprah shit, you want to lose it and look like that. Pop that pic up on screen. She looks great, by the way. So I'm not even knocking it. Congratulations,
Oprah. She does.
Oprah.
And
she
also,
looks amazing.
This is someone that you have seen and she has shown you, like, the struggle.
Yep.
She's run a marathon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she has shown you, she pulls the wagon of meat out and then gets fat again. Like, you're just like, Oprah, I get it.
I get it, too.
I love food.
So here was the price tag, though. They said it's $300 a shot, essentially, once a week. And you're looking at $1,200 a month. A lot of people can't afford that type of shit. Like, I understand it. I mean, that's $15,000 a year. But for her, that's nothing.
Oh my gosh, that's a McDonald's.
It's probably for her
fries
order at McDonald's.
Only.
Yeah,
just a fry.
So if I'm her this year, knowing what the price is now, of all this shit. I do Oprah's Christmas giveaway, and I just invite like fat listeners from all over the country, and I say, look.
You get them.
Yeah. Everybody look underneath your chair. It's the first gift. And it's, oh my God.
But by the way, it's just like a car because you have to keep up with the
show. Yeah.
I only give you 1 month.
Yeah, one month.
And
almost
then you've got to find the way to pay for the rest of it.
Yeah. And then they all these fat ladies from all over the world, these pigs, just reach underneath their seats.
Calm down.
And they just inject themselves live on air. And then they start screaming and going nuts. And Oprah's like, do you think it worked? Let's find out. And then she wheels out a Christmas ham, all freshly cut with all the fixings all over it. Mm-hmm. And nobody goes nuts. You know, nobody dives to the stage. And Oprah's mm-hmm. like, it works, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And then you could go and interview people in the crowd. Hey, who are you? Margie, I'm from Arkansas. Oprah, are you from Little Rock? Yeah, I'm from Little Rock. A lot of fried food there, Margie. Tell me what you feel like on your first shot of Ozempic. I'll be honest, Oprah, I'm not hungry no more, so I don't want any of that ham. Typically, I go and snack on that like a little fucking dog in the alley, but I'm not going to do it this time. Well, doesn't it work? Is there a better Christmas gift I can give you? No, Oprah, you fucking did it. And then you can bring out Christmas cookies. Same thing, not hungry. Mm-hmm. Milkshakes. You could have a goddamn fountain full of milkshakes in there. Uh-huh. Nobody's sticking their fat beak in there because they're all on Ozempic.
Sure.
That's changing lives. And then obviously you check back in with them the next month. Everybody's down 30 pounds. That would be the best endorsement for Ozempic you could possibly have. Just a thought, Opes. But her explanation on the red carpet was correct. I actually enjoyed it, in my opinion. Did you watch it? Because she said exactly what you said.
Which is what? No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't watch it? Okay.
I think I saw a quote of it like on Entertainment Tonight.
So she said, look, dude, I eat healthy. Mm-hmm. I try to watch, you know, my figure and what alcohol I consume and all that stuff. And I work out. And I also take medication. I've struggled with this for years.
Yeah.
And we've all seen her. I mean, she's right. Yo-yoed up and down for 50, you know, 40 years or whatever. However long she's been on television at this point. And she said, I'm tired of the yo-yo diets and not being the same size and wearing different types of clothes and then keeping a box full of different size clothes and then going back to another one. Like everything she's
which made
did
it
and
relatable
said is correct.
To her
yes.
audience.
Yes.
Because we all have the box of clothes that we're just hoping to fit into. And we thought Oprah's like that too.
Yeah. Mm. And now she's what? Bob, look up her age because she's got to be late 60s, I would imagine, at this point.
I did the reverse, Jesse.
69.
I bought 69. A bunch of like 3X and 2X t-shirts so I can try to fit in them one day.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to be a
season.
Fucking dude.
It's bulking season.
Just another reason for me to hate you guys.
It's bulking season.
You know who else is dodging Ozempic questions?
Who?
This literally just came across my Twitter as we were talking. Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, just came across the desk.
No, but you know she's on it, right?
She's on it, dude. But I don't. Here's what I don't really get about it. So far, there's been no side effects. There's been no nothing. And
there's side effects.
What are they?
There's a shit ton of side effects.
What?
Kidney failure. Yeah. There's a whole laundry list of reasons why you shouldn't do it.
I haven't seen one celebrity die from it yet, so I'm good. And that's all I care about is if celebrities live and they look great.
Right. Look you have thin. To give a drug like this 10 years to have like. To start seeing,
oh my
like,
God, is that her now?
Yeah,
holy shit! I have not seen this photo.
No, that's not her now.
It is
on the left.
In the
it
red.
Is. Yep.
Yeah, that in
is,
the red.
That is the most
that's
recent from her talk show. Her,
holy
you know,
shit.
How much did you say the Ozempic was at that
point? 1,200.
And by the
month.
Way, Kelly Clarkson always looked great, but has never been.
So
yeah, we're not
we
there. We're not there financially.
Thyroid cancer, abdominal pain, pancreatitis, gallbladder
problems.
These
are all possible side effects that you would put on any medication.
All right, what are the side effects of obesity?
Exactly.
Do you know?
What are the side effects of diabetes?
But look, you know I'm not advocating it, mm-hmm. but look.
Diet and exercise.
No, it no. does feel like one more unattainable thing, like, you know, like all the super moms are on Adderall and being like, I just love it. I just get up in the morning and I'm just loved doing all this stuff. And so then that feels unattainable, right? And then now it's like Ozempic and everything sort of you cannot keep up, or you just you don't at all, whatever it is. Yeah. But it's just separating the pores from the
pores. But it's also like a mom's schedule, like watching what you have to do on a daily basis with three kids is gnarly. And it's like, I don't know how you're expecting to go on television and tell everybody, oh, all you gotta do is eat healthy and work out every day. You don't have time.
But that's what you have to say, because if you're on like my side of, you know, on the algorithm, it's like, God, these moms are just fucking amazing. And I am like yelling and like literally kicking my kids out of the door because I'm just like, stop laughing so loud. Yeah. I'm that person. Yep, I'm like the old dad, like yelling at the kid from the back of the LeBaron, quit laughing so hard.
Oh, boy.
Anyways.
They do laugh really loud.
But it's like, no, I just don't like it when it's not real. When they're real doing laughter. It just to fuck with me.
Just to annoy you.
That? Yeah. It's when it's a cute little, when they're actually laughing and they can't stop themselves. That's great.
Yeah. It's fun. But I don't think you need it. I like it. Kelly Clarkson, yeah. I mean, look at that picture. Yeah, fucking picture of Kelly Clarkson.
Look, by the way.
You know?
You can always be skinnier, right?
Mm. Also, we sure?
We sure what?
That's her.
That's what I'm saying.
Positive. We are positive, yes. We know Kelly Clarkson, guys.
But I just saw her, like, performing.
That's how fast it is. I'm not kidding. That is how
fast
it is.
Recently, though, Bob.
They said in the first, should I even tell you these stats? Because I got the spiel at the doctor the other day.
No, don't.
First month, you're looking at 15 pounds.
But we have a conspiracy that Avril Lavigne is not Avril Lavigne, but Kelly Clarkson still the same person?
Well, Avril Lavigne was killed years ago and replaced by a body double.
By her best friend.
Yeah. So that's all real.
I mean,
sorry.
Picture right here of Kelly Clarkson could eat the current Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Like.
That's how fast it is, guys. 2 months. They were like, hey, within 2 to 3 months, you're going to notice results so staggering that you won't believe it.
You're probably going to lose some bone density, too.
Well.
And muscle.
But the bone density is the more important thing, because when you get older, you bump into like a fucking desk or something, you're going to break your bone, your hip, and you're going to die.
Okay, then but when I'm older, they're going to have new stuff. Bone Zempic and get stronger bones.
By then, they're going to have all of the other extra drugs you need to take to counteract the Ozempic. Yeah, it works.
Give me that bone Zempic, dog.
You take the Ozempic to get skinny, then take the bone pills to have strong bones.
Yeah.
This isn't hard. You just get more pills.
That's all you're doing, and that's all Big Pharma cares about, right?
What world do you live in? You just take more pills for the pills.
That's all. Give me that bone Ozempic. Why? I was on Ozempic for years, lost some bone density. Can I regrow those bones? Sure. We got this other shot, bone Ozempic.
What are the side effects of bone Ozempic?
Diarrhea, pancreatitis.
And then I take a pill for that?
Yeah, exactly.
I was randomly looking up side effects of being off the medication I'm on today for too long, like withdrawal symptoms. And one of them I was surprised to learn was spontaneous orgasm.
What?
Really? Has it worked?
I haven't tried yet, but anyway, I'm not going to take
my medicine
anymore.
Whoa, he's sitting next to his bestie.
Yeah, dude. You're just Tommy DeVitoing all over him. Bob, keep it to yourself, all right? What are you on, by the way?
I know.
It's just an SSRI.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
It's like anxiety
medication. Head med.
Oh, and it was like a ship in the Mediterranean.
He's just a sad boy.
He's an anxious boy. Who among us?
Is that what it is? It's anxious? Anxiousness?
It's like physical anxiety. I don't sit here and I'm like, oh, I'm so worried. Like, it's just like a literal, like, physical.
Like, heart
anxiety.
He's heart palpitation.
Gotcha. Yeah.
He's put on airs. He's constantly terrified.
Sad.
Constantly terrified and sad and afraid. Yeah.
Holloway
yeah.
said it's a lack of sex, I think. What'd you say? Oh, exercise.
Discipline.
Nah, man, I was on that when I was going running every day. I don't really get much exercise.
Running
anymore,
doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, nothing's nuts. Running relieves zero stress.
Running's just terrible for your knees. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tell that's coming from the guy who tore his Achilles in softball. So
because he wasn't exercising.
No shit.
Two steps out of the box.
I'm sorry.
There's no cardio.
I'm sorry. Achilles heel. Ever hear of that story? You know,
He got
shot with an arrow. Were you shot with an arrow in the game? Did somebody?
Oh, did we get the story wrong?
Yeah, did somebody shoot you with an arrow?
What? Was it softball or bow and arrow?
Yeah, somebody
softball.
Actually took a baseball and threw it at my Achilles, so that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
It was spiked, too.
Yeah, I thought you hit a single to right, and then you were trying to leg it out.
Well, it would have been more than a single if I didn't get hurt.
Sure, obviously, you're trying
it was
to
probably
leg
a home run, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So that's what it is. No cardio.
Yeah, no cardio, kids.
Do what works for you. Mm-hmm. Is what we've all learned today. And, you know, with that, Hollywood's taking on the same mentality. Do what works for you. Do what works for the masses. The new trailer dropped this morning for Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie Murphy's back. The whole entire cast is back. Are we on Patreon today? Can we just show it?
Yeah, can we show that trailer?
Let's show it.
Is that the trailer everyone's talking about or the fucking Jesse Plemons?
Oh, we'll get to that one. Oh. Holy shit, dude.
What?
I was wondering if they would allow someone to make that movie. Go ahead.
Speaking of Ozempic.
Yeah.
Plemons.
Really?
I mean, look at him.
Well, he fluctuates. He's not like this.
He's a bit of a lava lamp.
Yeah.
What?
That's true. That's true.
I like it.
By the way, she doesn't give a fuck like at all.
I think she went on it too, but yeah.
Well, no. She's in this trailer and you're just like, oh man, you're not trying anything. Like,
Watch that one next.
Well, we'll watch that one next. We'll show you Beverly Hills Cop 4. Full disclosure for the audience before we watch this. As soon as I hear that, I'm in no matter what, and I want it to be good, and I'm sure this is going to be another gigantic disappointment whenever they remake a movie fucking 30 years later, but it looked all right.
Okay.
And they had a lot of action in it, so play it. It's called Beverly Hills Cop 4, Axel F. Yeah.
I almost admire you. Still on these streets. Running and cutting.
Kevin Bacon. Hey, Bakes.
Doesn't get to you.
Yep. I'm in. I'm in from that little...
And Netflix, too?
Yep.
Watch your ass out there, okay?
I'm gonna be fine. They love me in Beverly Hills.
Paul Reiser.
Foley, you ever read your own file? Shootouts. Start of the piece. A lot.
Please tell me you didn't get arrested again.
Twice, but I broke out.
We put our lives on the line. Every day. And for what? Comes with the job if you're doing it right.
Yeah, babe!
Axel.
A little broth and
pinch. How many people have you pissed off so far?
I haven't pissed off anybody.
Yeah.
50-50.
50-50.
Is it that high?
So far.
Wow.
I mean, fuck.
Okay.
Please be good. Please be good.
I just like that Eddie Murphy's back in our life.
Same here.
Yeah. I'm glad that Judge Reinhold is back.
I know.
That's what I told Jesse. That was the first thing I told you. I go, dude, Judge Reinhold looked great. Let's go. He's 70.
Yes.
Type in Judge Reinhold. He's got to be 70.
Look, yes,
he
did.
Got to be 70.
It's not a tragic thing. It's not just, at all. Oh, you're older. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's 66.
Yeah, he looks great. He looks great for his age. James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Ho, ho, ho. 50% off everything in the entire store over there. Mattresses, pillows, sheets, adjustable bases, mattresses for RV, everything is 50% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout over there. Now's the time, kids. It's the highest savings in the history of their company, and they're only doing it for the holidays. All right? Inflation, record high. Shit's expensive. They're trying to help you out. If you're looking for a big ticket item for Christmas, a brand new bedroom set is certainly a great one. I know I love mine. I just ordered some new pillows the other day, too. Yes, I use my own promo code, Drinking Bros, whatever, at checkout, okay? Now, when you do check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And guess what? You can stretch that 50% out savings over 3 years. So load up the cart, Ricky. Get whatever you want. Go to GhostBed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, it's our old friends at Diet Smoke. Welcome back, kids. For those of you new to THC, well, let me break it down for you. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Speaking of crafting, Fellas over there, Diet Smoke cooked up another can't-miss product. They got the shrooms and THC gummies. Let's go. They've launched, and they're perfect. Took them the other night. So I'm a 10-milligram dude for THC. Lightweight, all right? Yes, they make THC gummies that go from 5 all the way to 150. And it's rad. They ship to all 50 states right to your house. You're getting high, brother. And obviously there's THC in it, so if you have a job that drug tests, well, you're going to piss hot on that one. But these new shrooms, I was like, how good could these be? Popped a couple in my mouth the other night and laughed uncontrollably at a murder show. Yeah, so they work, and they're great. Most importantly, they ship right to your house in a discreet package over there. And it's awesome. So let's say you're trying to hide it from someone else. And, you know, Diet Smoke's got you covered. Also, what sets them apart is every single gummy they have is completely equal. Like, there's no, like, oh, hey, this one's got 50 milligrams, this other one. It's not like buying the dog shit at these dispensaries and everything else. We really don't know. Some old man is making it in a bathtub with an old wooden boat oar. These are tested. They get a QR code on the bag so you can scan it and make sure that everything is on the up and up over there. And if you don't like it, they'll take care of you, dude. Their customer service is fucking great. They'll give you your money back. So here's the fun part for all our listeners. Go to dietsmoke.com. Use promo code DB50 for 50% off any item, including the all-new Shroom Gummies. Remember, you must be 21 years or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke. One more time, that's dietsmoke.com, promo code DB50 for 50% off any item, including those shroom gummies. Love them, highly recommend them. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. Holidays are here, kids. Relatives are coming in town, some you like, some you don't. There's nothing better than chugging 8% seltzers, though, being around that old creepy uncle that you won't want to be next to. All you got to do is go to the store locator, type in your city or zip, and look for the store location nearest you. We are now in 8 states. Texas is opening up either tonight or tomorrow. So, I'll get the list of stores here as soon as they pop up. I'm waiting for the email as we speak. Shipment got dropped off on Tuesday, starting in Austin, Houston, and Dallas for this one. Exciting times for us. We're already live in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, the entire eastern seaboard of North Carolina, from Wilmington up to the Outer Banks over there. And then we're available in Ohio. If you're in Ohio and you want it in your package store, liquor store, bars, restaurants, any of that stuff, hit up Heidelberg. You're in Tennessee, hit up Best Brands. Tell them you want the product in your store or location in front of your face. They'll do it, all right? Same with Wilmington, North Carolina. Just hit up Wyndham Distribution and say, yo, bro, send me some cases over there so I can slang it. It helps us, and it helps grow the product and the brands. We're also available in every single Total Wines in the Southeast. And if you're in Alabama, all those Piggly Wigglies out there, and then like 300 locations around Atlanta. We're expanding slowly here, but surely, kids. Thanks for all the support. If you're not near one of those states or surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Go there today, support us, and support the show. I'm not going to...
No.
To age shame Reinhold here.
Who are we, right?
Exactly. Now if you're going to age shame, probably Bronson Pinchot, but he's been through some shit. Balky has been through some shit.
Oh my gosh, fresh young Balky B.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
And then he was doing, what was it, Celebrity Rehab? And he kept trying to fuck everybody in the house on VH1. And you're just like, oh no. Please stop doing this.
He thought he was in his Balky B days, huh?
Sure did. Yeah. Sure did. But I liked it. It looks great. It doesn't come out till next summer. Why they decided to drop the trailer now, I don't know. Mm. But I'm amped for it. And as soon as the... I was in.
I like how they did it in the middle, too. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
A lot of action.
Great trailer.
Looks fun. Great trailer. People are pretty fucking amped about this one, which is nice to have some fun movies that are at least coming out that we can all get behind. Now, the other one I wanted to show you today, I caught this late last night because the phrase Civil War was trending on Twitter, which is never good. And I clicked it on. I was like, holy fuck, what's going on now? Hollywood has made a movie called Civil War, which is Dan's dream. This is Holloway's dream over here, and this feels like where we're headed. Now, the interesting part of this is it's California and Texas, and this one
and Florida.
In Florida, correct. Yeah, we're...
Couple of other Austinites.
So typically, when you do something like this, you're trying to cash in on, you know, what's going on in today's culture, whatever. It's not well done, and they just kind of shit on it, and it's just out there to be like, oh, what would happen? This is really well done. And this is Plemons. This is Kirsten Dunst.
This is the dude that did Ex Machina.
Yep. So this...
Did they shoot in Austin, or just...
You'll see. Okay. Yeah, you want to play this trailer here for... Did they name it Civil War, Bob?
Yeah, it's called Civil War.
They did. Okay. War. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Play this, and it's A24.
Wow. 19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
I'm guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America.
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Fact.
Yeah. I know, right?
Citizens of America, the so-called Western forces of Texas and California have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
No makeup on Kristen Dunst is not carrying anymore.
Do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens? We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death.
Blood it.
Every time I survived the war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the West Coast.
Nothing scarier than a soft-spoken plan.
Get in the car! Move, move, move!
We're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, looks good.
Love now, me an evil Plemons.
I know.
Oh, God, yeah. That's his best. I mean,
Holloway has always had these predictions that Hollywood makes movies to get everybody ready for what's going to happen eventually one day.
Yeah.
And like E.T. and shit like that. Like this
E.T. I think it was a little bit.
They're coming down here. The aliens are coming down.
I know, but I think there's other alien movies that
people are going to have sex with them. Okay, we need to get used to it. E.T. is a fun way where it's like, here's a fun alien. Don't attack them yet.
Yeah.
You know, they're not crazy or whatever. This certainly feels like that, where they got in a room and they were like, hey, does this kind of feel like this is where we're headed eventually one day? Like if they locked up Trump, for example, yeah, people would probably get in their trucks and go fucking burn down the goddamn prison.
Yeah, I'd be the girl in the store, right?
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I feel very attacked right now. Like, I'm just trying to stay out of it. That would be me.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Plemons with those glasses, like the glasses choice and like.
What kind of American are you?
Oh, my God.
Huh. Okay.
Completely like gone.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. He's great. Mm. He's turned into one of my fucking favorites, man. When he shows up, you're like, all right, we're going to have a good movie here.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
And they're doing a lot together. I think it's like the third movie they've made together now.
Even that movie Game Night.
Yep.
He steals the show.
Oh, 100%.
Was 100%. He's a bad guy in it or something?
No, he's the neighbor.
He's the neighbor.
That doesn't get invited.
So fucking good in it.
Oh, that's right. Because he could also do like a very serious, because he's always dramatic.
Yeah.
So whether he's in comedy or not, that's what makes it so funny.
He rocks. This trailer rocks. And it's cool to see original shit coming out that you're amped about like this. Hopefully they continue it. The only place that's doing it though is A24. I mean, fuck. Yeah. Even if you look at those Golden Globe nominations we were talking about the other day, half of those movies were A24. They didn't make a lot of money, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it. Because the other one that we really liked, Megan Ellison, God damn it, I'm blanking on the name of her company. She made The Master and all that shit for years and years and years. And finally, her father, who's Larry Ellison, one of the richest men in the world, was just like, hey, hun, I love you, and I support you, what you're doing. I can't finance this bullshit anymore because it's not making money.
Annapurna Pictures?
That's it, Annapurna, yeah. And the son, this is a wild story. The son runs another production company, and all they do is remakes and big budget shit. They do all the Mission Impossibles. They made True Grit. They remade everything there is.
Yeah.
He makes a gajillion dollars, and then you've got the daughter running an indie company who's winning all the Oscars but making like $4.
But what a great combination, right?
I agree.
You do need like the cosign of both, and we're not.
But the dad called and he said, hey, I can't finance this shit anymore. I'm sorry. I love you.
Understood.
Speaking of which, with those Mission Impossibles, there is a rumor going around that Tom Cruise is going to be the president of Paramount, which is wild to me.
So Scientology is gonna take over.
Would they let him do it?
Let what?
Would they let a Scientologist run a Hollywood studio?
Oh no, it would just be Scientology
movies
doing it.
Maybe. I don't know how that would work.
Wait, can I read you a funny piece from Megan Ellison's Wikipedia?
Oh, please.
Under personal life?
Yeah.
It's just the funny two sentences together.
Okay.
Like back to back. Personal life. Ellison is openly lesbian. She owns a number of motorcycles.
Okay.
By the way, do you not get a perfect idea of who that person is? Do you know what I mean?
I get that.
It's just a love. It's just a hilarious 1-2 punch.
I know. I'm surprised there's no mention of Subaru.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's next usually, right?
But then you go like, oh, I know exactly who that person is from those two sentences.
Right. You're like lesbian motorcycles, and then throw that Subaru on the back of that, you know, just for camping and long trips.
But then you're also the kind of person that would say, I own a number of motorcycles, right?
Yeah.
So then that's another layer to it, too, of like, why are you telling me that?
I wonder. Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if she did it, though. That's the thing. Or somebody else did it to the Wikipedia. You know, mine has two spouses on mine.
Oh, who's your other one?
Dan. So it says you're listed as first, and then Dan's listed as my second.
Well, that's wrong, huh? We switch those around. Go ahead and switch those around. This is why I don't believe Wikipedia. They're always wrong.
Yeah, there was something that was written on there that I tried to change, and they would not allow it. They're like, sorry, the real person can't do it. And I go, but every other stranger in the world can do it. I was like, I didn't even set up the goddamn page, bro. I don't know any of this shit or what people slap together. And they were like, sorry, that's just the way it works. And I was like, okay, cool. But yeah, a drinker bro did that a long time ago, and I never bothered to correct it. I was just like, great, let's roll with it.
Kudos.
I don't really care. You know?
Yeah.
It's a Wikipedia with just fucking nonsense on there.
Yeah.
Although they did had to add a disclaimer to the top of it because Elon Musk wanted to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
And so they added this disclaimer at the top, and they said, we are not for sale. And then right underneath it says, however, we do need donations to stay in business. So if you could donate by the end of the year, that would be swell and it would be awesome and blah.
Yeah,
blah,
that's
blah.
A new fun thing that I don't like going to Wikipedia now. Is having to like decline another donation throughout my day.
Right.
Which is like on every register and every.
Look, one donation though you should give to is Lázaro López doing the Christmas show next Wednesday night. You're all invited. We'd love to see you guys and hang out. Every year we do a giveaway for Christmas. Sometimes it's kids, sometimes it's a drinking bro in need. This one is a drinking bro in need, and it's actually Lázaro López. He hasn't had a working car in over 3 years. Obviously, he's a supermodel, and we need to support his dreams because we don't want to see supermodels fail. Mm-hmm. And I tried with numerous sponsors over the year, the last 2 years, to get him a free car, and they said no. So now we're raising money for Christmas. It's RAV4 Lopez. There it is right there on screen. Holy shit, $4,000 already donated? We just started this last night.
That's a really nice car.
It's $13,000 and it runs. So this is the thing, because I wanted to clear this up. A lot of people have written in and said, hey, why don't you get him a El Camino or a Camaro from the 80s or something like that? We need it to actually run. Austin is a city where you have to drive a lot in. It doesn't benefit him or us if we just get him a funny car that he can't use. So a RAV4, the joke is they last forever. RAV4 lasts forever.
RAV4 Lopez.
RAV4
okay,
Lopez.
It,
that
it.
Way, this will last him a while. He can do all this stuff. He does a lot for this company. We pay him, obviously. But he has a job that he loves. Mm. And we even offered him a job here at the studio at one point. And he said, no, I'm working my dream job right now. I love it. I work with my best friends every day. And he goes, I don't care how much money it pays me. I just enjoy my life every day in the company that I work for. And he works for this gun company over there with his best friends. And it's admirable because nobody really does that. Usually everybody's chasing the dollar, myself included. And I'm probably not the best husband or friend at certain times. But Lopez isn't. However, he needs money for a car, so we're going to get him a car. I think the car's only got like maybe 55,000 miles on it, so it'll last a very, very long time here. So if you want to go to the GoFundMe there for RAV4 Lopez over there, hopefully by next Wednesday night, we'll be able to buy him the car, and he can have a car for Christmas.
I wonder what people think. You remember when we went on GoFundMe and found like the most random...
Oh, bizarre
I
shit.
Wonder... what people think when they come upon this that don't know. Do you know what I mean? That aren't drinking bros or whatever.
I think it's only our listeners there, to be honest with you.
No, but when you go to GoFundMe,
yeah, pop
you
it up
will,
on
like,
screen real quick there.
You
there
can
you go.
See all of the different, you know what I mean? There's people that go there just to be like, where can I give money? You know?
Yeah.
And they'll just like scroll through
true.
To like
that's
see.
True. Yeah. But we were honest in the description, and we just said, hey, we're trying to get him this car for Christmas, and we love him. So thank you so much for donating. If you can, throw $5. Also, if you donate to the campaign and you come in for the Christmas show, in return, we are giving you a free case, 24 cans of Hard AF Seltzer to take home with you for the holidays. That way, you're not getting nothing for your buck.
Right. We'll have barbecue. We'll have food.
Yes, catered.
We'll have drinks.
J&L Barbecue will be catering. We'll have free booze. All of it. You can take cases with you. Our goal, since we're about to be live here in the state of Texas, shipment got there yesterday, so we should have the store list either tonight or tomorrow, is to get rid of all the seltzer in the studio. We'll give it all to you guys, and then we can start the new year fresh. With our own seltzer here that is in our own very state, because that took a very long time. So, donate, come to the studio, 9221 Highway 290 West, Austin, Texas, 78736. Next Wednesday night's 6 o'clock, I think is when we're getting kicked off next week.
Okay.
We're doing a live show. You guys can be on the show. You can drink booze. You can have food, all that stuff. And everybody who donates to RAV4 Lopez gets a free case of Hard AF Seltzer. To take home with you.
Love that.
Yeah. And that'll be fun. We've been doing this for a while, and we did toys 1 year for kids and stuff like that. It always gets weird. I remember we had a mom that put in her own gift one time. And I was just like, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was do you know those foot massagers? It's like you fill them up with hot water and it bubbles.
Maybe she had diabetes or something.
I don't know what she had.
Right.
But I think it was, I forget who was working for us at the time. It was just
like hey, what kid wants the foot massager?
Yes. Bob, find that foot tub. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Love it.
It's an old school, like, I think they started in like the 80s maybe, where you're just like, you put your feet, there it is. Oh, God. That's it. That's it right there. It's gotcha. So specific, isn't it? As
right.
soon as you say it.
You don't clean that thing one time
no,
and
dude.
Good night. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got to scrub it every single time. And I bet you don't.
It's only the filthiest people want these. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right,
it's
right.
Never,
and I bet
like,
you
weirdly,
don't clean
like,
it.
It's a cleaning item that only the grossest people want.
So good go to one. The picture of the, there's a woman with her feet in it. Let's see. That's not the woman.
That's not.
That is never the woman that orders this product, by the way.
No.
This progressive fucking liberal, not a prick.
It is. It's you can never take, her. You could take the tea out of her hands and put a cigarette in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
This is on it. This usually sits beneath an old couch in a trailer.
Yep.
Yes.
Not
yes.
some nice like wicker wooden furniture, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give her a pack of Capri 120s and then you got something there. Grow that hair out. Don't dye it so you can see both colors of what's really underneath
there. Yeah, have the red be at the bottom.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Have an ombre there. No makeup whatsoever because you just woke up.
A bright red ombre is so in right
and
now.
Whatever this athleisure is, get rid of that. It's a muumuu
or maybe
Walmart sweats.
Mm-hmm. All that furniture needs to be IKEA.
Sam's Club
I think
sweats.
Even IKEA is a little,
so,
a little bougie.
But, well, here's the hilarious thing, and I can tell the story because it's been a couple years now, but all right, the hilarious thing about it is we hit the person back. Because obviously we're comedy shows across the board and everything else. So we thought maybe it was a joke. And we said, ha-ha, you know, your child asked for a foot massager for Christmas, a foot washer.
Does his dad want a bowling ball with his name on it?
Yeah. Exactly. And so she wrote back and she goes, no. You know, I just felt like mama needed a little something too for Christmas underneath the tree. And I was like, oh, boy.
Not wrong. She's
not wrong. But I mean, we were buying bicycles and like basketballs and for kids. And it was just like.
Are you saying kids are more important than moms?
Yeah.
For
Christmas.
My kind of.
Let's face it. She's not running down the goddamn steps Christmas morning going, oh, man, I hope I get to unwrap a foot washer from
Santa. You don't know that.
I don't know that.
You don't know that.
Yeah. She tried to sneak that in. We were like, no, what does your child actually want? You know? So we did get the child and we didn't nuke it because of he had a shitty mom. We got the kid the toy.
I say guh for her.
But for Lopez, yes. Rav4 Lopez on GoFundMe over there. And I think he'll enjoy it. If we start to get closer, the reason why we popped it up now, if we start to get closer, we'll just buy the car and then maybe give it to him that night and say, hey, congratulations.
Wow.
That would be fun.
Wow.
That would be a nice thing for next Wednesday night. And the beauty is when you're paying in cash like this for a car, you don't have to sit there all fucking day, you know?
Oh, yeah. There's no
negotiating. There's
yeah.
no negotiating.
Like, here
it's
you
like,
go.
Hey, here it is. Great. Here's a fucking check. Merry Christmas. Get the fuck out of here.
On his way out of the Christmas special, gets a DUI.
Right? Blam.
Oh, don't.
He
don't
wouldn't.
Jinx him.
You know the other thing about him,
don't
too?
Jinx
is,
him.
Isn't he like very like careful like that, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, I can't. I'm driving. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Well, he's usually
how sweet.
He's usually driving with guns, too. So, like, I will say this. That most gun owners, very, very responsible when it comes to, like, drinking and driving and shit like that. Like Holloway will just get a hotel every fucking time. I'll be like, dude, I'm not even fucking risking this bullshit, you know?
Right.
So, Lopez is the same way. But, yeah, that fucking car, my God. I know we told that story. His current car only goes 32 miles an hour.
Again, I'm okay. I was still trying to figure out what kind of problem could possibly warrant.
It'll overheat, and then he's got to wait 3 hours before he can get back in it and drive away. But Austin is literally the only city that you can get away with only doing 32. Maybe LA.
Yeah, true.
Where it's you're not the traffic here. Fuck.
That's why it
lucky.
Took us 5 days to get to Nashville when we went.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Because you drove in his car.
No, you didn't take.
No,
his car.
We took the company truck. But
okay. Oh.
Thank God. Thank God.
Oh yeah, we got you. but who among us hasn't everyone had that car that has that like very specific problem that only you know and only you know how to deal with?
Yeah.
I think mine was like a key ignition thing where like you could it was like a certain amount of times and you had to go in and you know?
Mine was a beige 89 Ford Tempo. That was my car, which was fun and not so fun. When you're, you know, 10 years ahead of what that car is, it's not great. You had to bang on the, if you just banged on the glove compartment, it would pop open. And that was fun. I enjoyed that. And then one time I got pulled over by the cops because he was like, sir, you're swerving. And I was like, no, the wheel alignment is so far off in this that I physically have to yank the wheel all the way to the right just to go straight. Mm-hmm. And I showed him in the car and he goes, oh, Jesus. And he goes, can I just see your license and registration? Now, going back to the glove compartment thing where I did knock on it, I knocked on it. The entire thing fell to the floor. Papers everywhere, everything else. And he was just like, just get a new vehicle, son. Just get out of here. Okay. Just go.
Did I tell you the trick that I used to use?
Mm-mm.
I used to have my license and my registration and insurance in a, like, I think it was a Playboy or it was some kind of like magazine like that.
Really?
And I would pull, so like cop would pull me over. I'll be like, oh yeah, yeah. And I like pull that out. And it's got like girl on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like clearly looking at like, I've got a fucking Hustler nudie mag or whatever.
Sure.
And then I open it up and I have my stuff
in
there.
That's fucking genius.
It worked.
Why'd you stop doing that?
Because then with the drinking, they didn't like it. It was really just for when I'm like speeding or just normal.
Ma'am, are you trying to bribe us with nudie mags?
No, officer.
Oh God, sorry. This is just like where I... And you kind of like, oh, whoops, and they like fall out.
You're embarrassed.
So it was just when I was getting, because I for a while in Ojai, which was like a training ground, I guess, for like police.
You fold up a couple $20 bills in there.
No, it was just like I was getting pulled over literally every second for like taillight, and they would never communicate with each other. So it'd be like every mile I'm getting pulled over by another. So I was just like, that's when I was doing it. But then when I really was like trying to not get pulled over and didn't want to make any problems, stopped doing that.
Yeah.
I stopped doing that. But yeah, for the taillight and stuff like that, it works pretty well.
The only
time, then it like lightens them up.
Yeah. The only time I got out of one, I think, was I had cases and cases of beer in a car on the way back from spring break. And I said, oh, look, I will give you all of it. I mean, there was like 15, 20 cases there and he took it and it was in Florida. It's a true story. And it was fucking rad, but that's it. I've never thought of it. The nudie mag thing would be the greatest of all time.
For a girl, though. Like, for a dude, yes. It would not work.
No. Because nobody wants that.
No. If nobody wants to be like, oh, creep? Like, yeah.
And picking up the magazine from a dude, like, with the pages stuck together? No. But from a hot girl? Yeah. Yeah. I bet you got out, well, I know your real story. But I was going to say, I bet you got out of most of your shit, you know?
What do you mean, my real story? Are you talking about my rap sheet? For another time, guys.
Pull up the mugshots.
I know we still can't find the mugshots. So.
Good.
Or Bob
is... were they good?
Or
were
Bob
your mugshots good?
No, there's no way they were good. Bob is maybe being on my side a little bit and like not finding them, which would be great.
Yeah. It could have been too soon. I mean, all this shit is new now, so you don't really get to do it.
Maybe, but I mean...
Let's see. What does it pull up there?
Just normal pictures.
No, just normal pictures.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Unless, I mean, it'd be fun if this was it, but.
I wish. No, I wasn't smiling ever. I was crying always.
That was on your Facebook. I remember
that picture. Mascara always running down.
Yeah.
Red eye. Like, the worst of everybody's headshot or a mugshot. You love how I call it a headshot.
I like how Joel pops his dirty little beak in there, dude, trying to get a glimpse at a. At a mug
you know
shot.
What, Joel? You could actually probably find it.
Yeah.
So it's there's a yeah.
Full yeah. Guy. Yeah, you guys live in the same town. You probably know all the shit out
Ventura,
there.
LA, Santa Barbara, any of those counties.
That could be your new logo for Crime Corner.
Dude,
like her doing a real crime.
Idea.
Try to find it, Joel. Try to find it. That would be a good one.
Try to find all of them.
That's your new logo.
There she is. There I am.
Because you have a new set over there. Like you can hang up your mugshots on the set.
Oh my gosh, brilliant!
Yeah.
Do you have one?
That'd be good. Yeah, Joel's got one.
Dude, let's just put all of our mugshots.
Yeah, you should put all your mugshots up there on the back boards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got her.
I know. Just show that one.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine,
Jesse? I've really turned. This is such a success story right now. Laser guys.
This was Jessie before I met her.
Mm-hmm.
And she cleaned her life up. She got out of the
fucking
gutter.
By the way,
gutter.
all but.
Yeah.
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 All but the tattoos. That was me before you met me.
Yeah, just kidding. Pretty close. She had a goddamn scorpion on her face there, which
she got lasered off. Yeah.
Yep.
Look at that. See the above her right eye? She's got a full scorpion there. Man, that's
intense. What, dude? Like, the streets of Ojai were just, like, fucking so rough.
No.
Those are your Vegas days.
They really were. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
At NASCAR Cafe.
I mean, this is a Ventura County mugshot that I found.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Ventura.
It's quintessential. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Ventura, very different than Ojai, though. Just
of course.
So you know, but
of
yeah.
Of course. Bob, I want to bring up Olivia Rodrigo's new boyfriend here. I think this is another one where you might have had a shot. I hate to say it, Bob. I know you're going to be thinking about it.
I don't think she's anything special.
Oh, boy.
What the fuck is wrong? You don't know anything.
You hate Bob.
You hate Bob and you hate yourself.
You want to fight Bob.
You hate yourself.
She just seems normal.
Oh, boy.
She's the best singer-songwriter out right now.
She's
a funny actress.
Yes.
Isn't she like 22?
Yeah, probably. She's an adult. I agree.
Yeah, no, you are right.
Yeah,
she is an adult. Yeah.
She would be graduating college for Bob.
She
okay?
can go to the bars with me. That's part
sure
of my
can.
Criteria.
What is it? How old are you, Bob? 36?
37.
Okay, so 15-year age gap. That's not terrible. It's not like Dane Cook, you know?
I wasn't aware of her until after she was well over 18. I know she was in High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that shit.
I didn't see that, yeah.
I didn't see any of that shit either. But
this is a good looking guy, though. If this is the dude, Lewis Partridge.
So there's he's okay. There's a picture of him on TMZ right now, and they're in New York, and it says their PDA confirms the romance. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, I think Bob had a shot.
Good
this.
Head of hair, strong jawline.
Yeah.
Probably. He's twinky, but.
Strong job.
I mean, that's
Bob,
big for
I take the compliment, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I match his job, but I'll put my hair up against his, no problem.
Wait. Yeah.
Rob.
Kay. And then boom, this
slick
guy.
The hair. Perfect.
Look at that.
Hey, he's like, hey, Olivia. Hey, Olivia.
It could have happened. Although Bob would have stayed with her, and we never would have had that album of depression, or two albums of depression.
You know, right. She takes it out anger wise.
Yeah, it's
angry.
Not depression actually. Fights. That's why Bob likes her, because she doesn't like whine about it. She just fucking gets to work.
Yeah. Good for you, and I hope you're happy now that we're fucking not together.
You just like blend every one of her songs together.
Something vampire.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a good
one. I got my driver's license last week. I drove by your house like a fucking creep, dude, and stared into the windows.
No, that's what you do at that age.
That's every country song.
It is.
That's what you do.
I'm not knocking. I love the album. I'm a huge fan of Olivia Rodrigo. I'm just saying Bob has a shot.
Bob has a shot. What a compliment.
So, yeah. Wow. So when I woke up this morning, read that article, I was like, oh, shit. I think Bob would have had a shot at this.
That's nice.
You know, but it's nice to know that Bob could have lived his dreams.
Wow. Rob has to remind his wife that at any moment he could leave her.
Yeah, I mean, look at the two of them laughing together there by the car. That could be Bob. Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
He's kind of a dweeb.
You guys, what was so funny, do you think?
Oh.
Can you imagine?
What is she holding in her hand?
She's got like cereal or something, but there is, he does cereal? Have an advantage over me.
What is that?
What?
Oh, he's British.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, good night. Never mind.
Shit. Sorry, bud.
Never mind, bud. Sorry.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry, Bob. Although he does look good. British.
Yeah. Maybe you could fake the accent.
Hello, Olivia.
Ah, okay.
You guys might love to me.
Would you fake it? Would you fake an accent for 5 years to be with Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, I'd probably. Yeah.
100, right?
Without even trying.
The beauty is if you got together with all your real friends at dinner and you're like, oh, this is my girlfriend, Olivia Rodrigo. And everybody's like, why the fuck are you talking like that?
Don't worry about it, Steve, all right? You just shut your fucking mouth.
You're always making fun of my accent.
Livy, don't listen to him. He's a fucking twat.
Livy. Oh, do you hear he calls her Livy?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
look
already got
at
fun
that.
Little nicknames for her.
Look at that.
I love it. I would, as a homie, dude, I wouldn't say anything for 5 years. If it was Olivia Rodrigo, I would play it out. I'd be like, yeah, let's go down to the pub and watch Liverpool play.
But who's he going to go to dinner with? It's going to be Delco. And who's the person that's going to out you more?
He would never go to dinner with Delco.
Absolutely
never.
Not. I'd bring Jake, because Jake wouldn't say anything.
I wouldn't out you either. What?
You wouldn't?
Think I'm a rat?
No, he would. He would. And he would sit there and silently laugh and just shake his head throughout the meal like this.
Actually, no, his Philly roots would like forbid him from ratting on him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So he'd be a real struggle.
I wouldn't risk it, Bob. I wouldn't risk. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't risk it if I were you. Okay. Just keep the accent going.
Yeah.
We'll go to dinner with you. Jesse and I would have a blast with you guys and we would laugh all night long.
Oh my gosh, I would act like your friend, from...
Totally. We'd all order fish and chips.
From Leeds.
All of it.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
We would, you and I actually would.
We would order fish and chips.
Live out the whole night like that, and it would be a blast. That would be a blast for sure.
By the way, that sounds so fun right now.
I know.
Just pretending to be British and eating fish and chips.
Yeah. It'd be a great thing.
What a dream.
We got the NFL show coming up here, kids, on YouTube. So we're going to close with one last story here. This is a sad one. Andre Brower died. And it seemed so quick and sudden and everything else. He was 61 and he was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I was like, holy shit. Klain started a show with him for a couple years. He was a great, great man. I did not know he had lung cancer and he kept it private. There was a lot of speculation on the internet of, was it the vax or something like that? It wasn't. He had lung cancer and just didn't tell anyone. But my God, man, he was one of my favorite actors ever. There was a movie they showed us in history as a kid, Glory.
Amazing
movie.
Denzel got the Oscar, but I think Andre Brower gave the best performance in Glory by far.
100%.
So close. But both of them were equally amazing in that, but two different roles and two very, very important roles, especially when Matthew Broderick has got to fucking punish him and he's his buddy like that, and he's crying after that fight.
Tear.
Oh, God damn it.
The one tear.
Well, that's the Denzel one tear, and then Brower had one tear in too, and it was like, shit, dude. I mean, you had Morgan Freeman in that movie. You had the best of the best in that. Richard Reel was in that movie, and I asked him, and I was like, how was it? And he goes, bro. You're watching a fucking masterclass of acting in that. And I was like,
intense.
Yeah. He was so fucking good, man. That was a bizarre one that just kind of popped up and it was sad. But RIP Andre Brower.
Is that Morgan Freeman's like first big role?
Yes. Cause he got like Driving Miss Daisy and all that shit afterwards.
Cause he still looks like Morgan Freeman here.
Yeah.
It's 1989.
He's always looked 82 years old.
Yeah. When you start old. Mm-hmm. It's like the perfect scenario because then you're just like, no one will ever be like, oh, Morgan Freeman's looking old. It's like he's imprinted old. And so that's always how you think of him.
And I'll say this too, like Robert Duvall, go back and watch him in Days of Thunder and then Four Christmases. He looks identical because he's always been old.
He's always
been fucking old. So yeah, dude.
I would say actually he had one role before Glory.
Oh.
Did Morgan Freeman. That was kind of big.
Which one was it?
It was a real classic watch it in school movie. Like they make you watch it in school movie.
Okay.
Lean on Me.
Oh, shit.
When he was the principal that just fucked everyone up. Not like Tom Berenger, substitute teacher.
Right.
Whatever, the substitute. But like he was just cleaning up the school and, you know.
Getting rid of the riffraff.
I still remember the biggest line from that movie, the catchphrase. Some people call me Crazy Joe. Now you can call me Batman. Because he starts swinging that bat down on the desk and shit.
Came out in the same year, though. Great. So 89 was the year of Freeman.
Sure was.
First year of Freeman.
First year of Freeman, dude. Never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget on that one.
That is actually an insane year for him.
Fuck.
Lean on Me, Glory, and Driving Miss Daisy in the same year.
Oh, my God.
God damn, dude.
What a juggernaut.
Unbelievable.
He really exploded on the scene.
Sure did. What, 58 probably at that point? Fucking
best favorite. Newcomer. Oh,
already 58 years old.
Anyways.
Already 58. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Join us. We'll be live in probably 5 minutes over there for NFL show on Drinking Bros Sports. Again, drop a fiver in for Lázaro Lopez if you can for the RAV4 Lopez so we can get him a new car for Christmas next week. And then, as always, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. Walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Bye.